a strange experience last evening, and I thought maybe I'd relate it to you folks.
Okay, I'd like to hear about it.
It's strange. My daughter and I were sleeping on the patio.
Uh-huh.
It must have been, I'd say, 3 o'clock this morning. And I was sleeping. I was trying to wake up, but I couldn't. And about 10, 12 feet from my head, I could hear this very well-running motor, you know, real smooth-running motor. And it seemed like it was in one place, you know.
Yes.
And then almost a few seconds after that, my daughter, she's only 11, but she shook me. She said, Mom, look at that. And she pointed, and I woke up, you know, and then she pointed to the same place I heard this motor. But it for matter about 3 seconds, it's all the long and out. As I woke up, it was, and focused my eyes, I just didn't really see it for about a matter of 3 seconds. And she said, oh, Mom, I got electrical shock. And she'd been shot on a barbed wire fence one time. And she said, that's what it felt like.
Uh-huh.
And she said, that it felt like that, but it's only a little worse than that. And she's seen this thing, and she says that it was brown. And it was about probably 8 feet of, she said, half the size of our patio. I said, that would probably be about 8 feet. She didn't seem to see any lights on it, but she could see it.
Okay, was this fairly close to the ground?
I would say it was, I'd say 15, 20 feet above the ground. About 20 feet above the ground.
Uh-huh.
Our patio was, I'd say, 5 feet off the ground. And then I would say it was another 8 feet above it. Well, just about 15 to 20 feet, I'm not too sure. But anyway, it was a very strange experience, and it left my daughter very upset. She was, you know, shaking for quite some time afterwards. But she definitely, you know, felt the electrical shock. I asked her. She didn't think that, you know, she could have been dreaming. And she said, no, Mom, I felt that electrical shock. And then she said, I couldn't seem to move during that time. And then she said, I got a electrical shock. So I turned around, and there, she said, I've seen that thing. She said, I only seen it for 3 seconds about. She said, I just barely seen it. It just disappeared so quickly.
Now, when you say disappear, did it move away? Or did it just snap out?
No, it moved away, she said.
It moved away, okay.
She said it moved away because she said she could see it go towards the creek, but she said so fast.
Uh-huh.
And like she said, it didn't have any lights on it that she could see. It just seemed like it was brown.
Did it have a definite shape?
What shape did you say it was? She said she just can't tell you.
Uh-huh.
But she just doesn't really know.
Yeah, well, probably didn't have time to get a good look at it. Approximately how close was it?
I would say, this sounds strange, but I would say it wasn't over 10 feet above my head or even 8 feet, you know, to my right is where I heard the motor, you know, and I could just feel it. It's almost in my sleep, and as I tried to wake up, I could just feel that there.
Uh-huh.
And when she woke up, she pointed to the exact place that I could hear this motor in my sleep, you know. I know, it sounds so strange the way I'm telling it.
Not really.
But it, well, it's best I could say it. It seemed like it was 10 to 8 feet. I could feel it exactly where it was in my sleep. I wasn't really sleeping yet. I was sleeping, I guess, because I wasn't awake either.
Do you feel that you were, as though you were under some sort of paralyzing effect or hypnotic effect?
I just couldn't say because I don't know. Like I say, I could hear the motor, but I didn't seem too concerned or too, I could hear the motor, but I didn't seem to be, which is, you know, I don't know. I couldn't say that. I just don't know what it was.
Okay, can you compare that sound with anything that you know of?
Well, we live in a ranch, and I'm used to motors. And I know it sounded like a motor that ran very well, a very smooth-running motor.
Was this a humming effect?
Not a humming effect, no. No, it wasn't. Now you got me thinking this effect, how it did sound more like a propeller effect.
Uh-huh.
But very smooth, no. you know, very smooth.
Yes.
Extremely smooth. I should put it that way, because I heard engines, we drive a new, you know, a new Cadillac, and it has a smooth running motor, you know, and you trick how you can turn over, how smooth they'll run.
Yes.
But this is a heavier sound, but smoother even than that.
Okay.
You know, just a very smooth running.
But it was this sound that woke you up.
Well, it's a sound I could hear there, that I knew that thing was whatever it was there, but I couldn't seem to get awake to, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then my daughter, then she, you know, hit my aunt, Mom, look. And if I turned around to look, I just couldn't seem to, you know, said, Mom, I got electrical shock, but she had got the shock before she touched me, before she woke me up. She said she brought the shock, you know, electrical shock that lasted, and then and that shock went away, but then she turned, and she was able to turn around and touch me.
Uh-huh.
And wake me up, you know, shake me, and say, listen, look. But I didn't see it. She seen it for a matter of 3 seconds. She said, it's just a matter of probably 3 seconds. And it moved away.
Okay. Have you had anything happen to you since that happened this morning? Anything strange around the house?
No.
Okay.
Oh, but it was such a strange experience and a very real experience. I'm not prone to imagination at all, and I don't think I am either. So.
Well, this electrical shock that she said she had, we've had cases like this before.
Oh, have you?
Yes, very definitely.
Well, what in the world? Maybe they're relating pictures to their planet as we relate pictures from Mars to ours.
That's one of the things we're trying to find out.
I had a laugh at Dale there. I said, no, I said, they probably showed you in a screen over there, planet is. And now this is an earthling. You guys had a laugh about this morning, but last night it was very frightening.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, you're suddenly confronted with these startling unknown things, and it can be very traumatic for a lot of people.
You really do believe that there is something like this?
Oh, no question in our mind about that, yes.
No, for goodness sake. Well, last night's the first time that, you know, we've ever experienced anything like that, but it's a very real experience. An electrical shock, you say, that you have, other people have experienced?
Yes, yes, very definitely.
And there are no after effects of any kind?
No. It doesn't really seem to do any physical or mental damage of any kind. It seems, we think that it's probably associated with the form, the system that they use to control their vehicles. It's kind of an electrical field.
To control their vehicle?
Pardon?
You mean, you say that they use that electricity to control their vehicle?
It's a form of energy, yes.
And you think that's why she would have received that electrical shock, because it was close?
I think so, yes.
Oh, why don't I have received it, I wonder?
I don't know. And then there have been cases, too, where we have felt that it was deliberately directed to attract attention.
Wow. And we did, right, at, there's an elevator there. If you want to pinpoint this in a map of any kind that you have, at Revere, it's a green elevator, and I'm sure it is on your maps. If you have maps, it really has a small.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what was your age?
I'm 33.
33, and your daughter's age?
She's 11.
11, okay. And this happened about 3 o'clock?
I would say it was around 3 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, can we get back to you if we need more information?
Yes, I don't think you want to talk to my husband. He thinks that's... He was very upset when I told him this morning. He said, that's crazy to talk that way and think that way, you know. He was very upset about, you know, even... But I told him at the breakfast table this morning before he went down to the other ranch to harvest down there. I told him what had happened. He said, that's the craziest thing he'd ever heard of. I said, don't even, you know, speak about it. Don't talk about it anymore. I don't want to hear any more about it. But it just happened, you know, and we did tell him about it, but... He doesn't think that, that there could possibly be anything like that.
Well, there's these things are happening all the time, all over the world.
They're happening all over the world?
Oh, we get reports from countries all over this planet.
previous life on another planet someplace?
Oh, yes. Very definitely.
Have they ever harmed anyone in any way?
Not deliberately. There have been cases where people have had, injuries to their eyes because they're looking at these things. Apparently, when their fields are built up, they're looking at, actually, all they're looking at is a super bright light. And they're so anxious to try to see what's out there that they just look at it too long, just like looking at the sun too long. And they would, some people end up having a little eye damage, but other than that, well.
Yeah. And like last night, Delia said that this object was, brown, and she didn't seem to think it had any lights on it, but she could still see it.
Uh-huh.
That seemed kind of different. It was kind of strange. But I asked her, how could you see it if it didn't have any lights on it? She said, well, I don't know, but I've seen it.
How was the weather over there?
The weather, but last night it was warm last night.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't really as cloudy as it is this morning. It was a little overcast maybe, but there were, you could see the stars.
Okay.
It wasn't a real dark night, but it wasn't a real light night either.
Yes, okay. We're curious to know where you got our number.
Pardon?
We're curious to know where you got our number.
Through the Air Force. I'd have to look up here again to see what that is. But they had, I thought maybe they'd seen something on their screen or something last night.
Fairchild Air Force Base?
Yeah, I can give you the number if you just wait.
No, that's not necessary.
But anyway, I thought maybe they might possibly, have picked up something on their radar screen.
Right.
Something came in. I thought, well, surely it would go through, through there somehow. But they said, no, they never. Wouldn't your radar screens pick up things like this?
Yes, but then anything, of course, that they pick up on radar would be classified, and it would have to be released. The information would have to be released from a much higher source.
Oh, I see.
So that's the problem there.
Well,
we sure appreciate this call, and like I say, if we get any additional information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know about it.
Okay, well, thank you for talking with me, too.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.